Agenda item number 5, Mr. Michael Myers. Mr. Johnson.
Good
morning.
Michael Myers is requesting authorization to install a 14.5-foot by 34.5-foot open-sided boathouse and a 10-foot by 20-foot open-sided gazebo roof on a statutorily exempt pier along the James River at 18015 Morgetts Beach Road in Isle of Wight County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. The project is located north of the town of Smithfield along the James River, this north-facing section of shoreline here. As you can see, we have the Monitor Merrimack HRBT to reference you. This is an aerial of the project location. The red line here is my estimation of where you would see the pier in the aerial today if it was built. The yellow lines represent the property lines of the applicant, and the protestant is located on the downstream side of the project area. The pier would extend from this tombolo you see here out over the breakwater and extend offshore from there. As you can see in the aerial, we do have boathouses in the area already. This is a scaled plan view drawing. The pier here, the wraparound finger pier, open-sided boathouse, and deck area with the gazebo located on that. I've highlighted in blue the -2-foot mean low contour. The pier would extend a little bit further channelward out to approximately -2.4 feet mean low water. Staff has evaluated this pier and feels that it meets the exemption requirements in state code, and therefore the pier is exempt from your permitting authority. Only the boathouse and gazebo are being considered here today. Plan view showing a little bit better detail on the boathouse and gazebo. Here's your wraparound pier. The boathouse would be 14.5 feet by 34.5 feet, and the gazebo would extend over approximately half of the deck space at 10 foot by 20 foot. Where the pier leaves the property, out over state-owned bottom, is approximately 30 feet offset from the property line shared with protestant. This is a cross-sectional view showing the boathouse structure. The top of the boathouse structure would be approximately 12 feet above the decking of the main stem of the pier and approximately 17 feet above the mean high water tide stage. Again, the pier would extend out to approximately to -2.4 feet mean low water. Here are some ground shots showing the approximate location of the pier. Again, I've kind of tried to highlight where I think the pier would be. You can see there is a pier boathouse already, and this is approximately where the property line is between the applicant and the property owner to the upstream side. Here I'm just trying to show you again, you know, the location of the pier, boathouses in the area. Looking downstream, this is the protestant's property in this area, and there's also a boathouse on the downstream side of them as well. This is a ground shot I've taken that's kind of set back toward closer to where the houses are. As you can see, the properties are located on a bluff, and when you're standing back here, you know, closer to the properties, you can't even see the piers that are out there right now at all due to the elevation change. In a letter in correspondence with the Virginia Marine Resources Commission, the protestants have voiced concerns about the impact of aesthetics as well as navigation and oyster resources. As I stated earlier, the pier is exempt, and we do not feel that it does represent a hazard to navigation. And the nearest oyster resources are approximately 2,000 feet offshore. There's a private lease at that point. I have met with the neighbors who are protesting the project and explained to them that the pier is exempt. They stated they still would not protest the boathouse and gazebo if they were to move the pier further to the north away from their property line. I talked to the applicant about this. They indicated they were not willing to move this any closer to the other pier on the other side of their property, and they felt they'd already kind of centered this pier in the property already as is. The applicant is therefore declined to move this pier, and that's why we're before you today. Summary, Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia provides statutory authorization for private piers meeting certain design criteria. This section also authorizes the construction of open-sided boathouses measuring 700 square feet or less designed to cover a boat, gazebos measuring 400 square feet or less at private piers, provided they are not objected to by the adjoining property owners and are allowed by local ordinances. In this instance, since Mr. and Mrs. Galland are protesting the boathouse, a VMRC subaqueous permit is required. Staff understands the protestants' concerns regarding the roof structures and the impact they may have to their property and the other cited concerns. At the currently proposed location, the main stem of the proposed pier would be approximately 30 feet from the shared property line with the protestants. The open-sided design of the roof structure, with the top of the roof line at 17 feet above mean high water, should only minimally add to the visual obstruction presented by the proposed pier due to the elevation of the property. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the boathouse as proposed. I'd be glad to answer any questions you have at this time.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Is the applicant present, Ms. Myers? Please come forward, sir. Let me swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God? Please state your name for the record.
My name is Michael Kevin Myers.
Big question is, what would you like to add to Mr. Johnson's presentation?
Well, we've lived in our house for 20 years. My wife and I have raised a couple of kids. We've never been able to enjoy the water. We've done all the things that parents do. We've paid the tuitions. We've done that. Now we have an opportunity to enjoy the water. And, you know, the lots there are 100 feet wide. And it's very difficult with a 100-foot-wide lot not to impact somebody in some way. What we initially set out to do, like all of our neighbors have done that have built piers, we got with a contractor, went out to the water, approximate, you know, this looks like a good location, let's put the pier here, let's go through the process. And we started to do that. I obtained permission or consent from my neighbor on the west. My neighbor on the east had objections, so it became obvious that I needed to do more. So I contacted Mr. Johnson, talked to him about the best ways to handle this to minimize the disruption and make this project go through. In response to that, I hired a surveyor at great expense to myself, specializing in this type of thing. Went out in the water, found the depth, found exactly where the property lines are. Our property is not perpendicular to the shoreline. It's skewed, so it's difficult to stand there and try to figure out where a pier is going to go. So after we received the survey, I went back and sat down with Mr. Johnson again to go over the location of this pier. I don't want to encroach on my neighbor's riparian area. That was never my intention. I have never been able to ascertain exactly whether the riparian area is the property line extended or whether it's perpendicular to the shoreline. But in either case, no matter how you draw the lines where we've proposed this pier, it doesn't cross either line. My concern is if I move the pier further to the west, it will cross my neighbor on the west property line extended. So I feel like I'm centered and in a way that minimizes the impact and still provides me and my family the opportunity to enjoy the water. Of course, the question, as I understand it today, is not the pier itself, it's the boat house and the roof. My wife has a heart condition. I have skin cancer in my family. I'd like a place to sit under a cover and not be out in the sun. And I don't think I'm asking anything any different than my neighbors have on either side, as you've seen from the photos. So I respectfully request approval for my project. Thank you.
Any questions to the commission? Thank you, Mr. Marks. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Please come forward, sir. I need to swear you in as well. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Louis Galland, and I'm Michael Myers' property neighbor on the right, or on the eastern side.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's a bigger room than I thought I'd be in today. I guess I was just discussing with my wife just now. We don't have an issue with as long as it stays within the local regulations. That's not the issue. And I could read what I have here today, which would take about 5 or 10 minutes.
If you feel compelled to, sure.
I mean, the crux of this is we want this to be on the center of the riparian zone. And let me go ahead and read it, because I guess I did certainly spend a lot of time and thought. You know, everybody wants to enjoy the property. I don't know. You know, we want to enjoy our property, too. I mean, that's a given here, right? And I do want to thank Mike Johnson and everybody for letting us be able to speak here today. And again, for the record, we don't object to appear. And a straight, non-oversized pier not too far out to the river, centered on the midpoint of the riparian zone. And I'm a little concerned that there seems to be some question about what the riparian zone is. With the drawing we presented for original objections, we put what we thought was the riparian zone. My understanding is it's perpendicular to the shoreline. And again, that's on the record. Now, who do I give documents to?
Pass them up to me here, but we need to keep them for 30 days. Well, then we'll keep them for as long as we want.
And this is what I gave to Mike when we were discussing the pier. And again, you know, that's the original objection. The centered pier and in the middle of the riparian zone, as you can see there. And like I said, the property extends out, and we don't think it goes parallel because of the shoreline. And you'll see, it looks like on the western side, upstream, it borders with the neighbor's property right there. It looks like it's right just against the riparian zone there. And that's the 17641 address there. And again, I gave that documentation to Mike out of courtesy and sent it on to Mike Johnson, mailed it out on August 26th. And stated, and Mike Myers stated to me at the time that his justification was to see the sunsets in the west. And if you'll look here, he's got the standing right past the neighbor's pier. But there's the neighbor's pier. There's his.
Okay.
And it's way out. So, again, the pier sticks way out further than the neighbor's pier, and all the neighbor's pier, for that matter. And you can see that in that first color drawing. It sticks out further than the other piers. And, again, in my initial conversation with Mike Johnson, I mentioned the sunset justification. He said that was not a justification for an overly long pier. Now, Mike Johnson came out to visit us on February 6th to try to resolve this matter to our home. And he said the new justification is a large boat, 27-foot boat. And he's entitled to that. So he would have to build his pier further out in the water. So we had no objection to that. And again, we stated to Mike, build the pier in the middle of the riparian zone. And extended out that extra space like you have it. And again, no objections to that. This is on February 6th. And now I've got another document here. Now, this is actually Mike's document, Mike Myers' document. And this is a screenshot of his survey And it will show you, if he moves his pier to the west a little bit to be centered, he's got 3.2 feet of water depth at mean low water. And his boat draws 36 inches. So. Mean low water. And I guess from our perspective, Mike's got a little bit of an issue because the neighbor built the pier right up against his boundary. And I would hope, absent this other pier, that he would build it in the middle of the zone. I mean, that's what anybody, being reasonable and fair, would do, you know, absent anything else. That's what we would do. Now, and from talking to Mike Johnson this past March 22nd, as far as this other previous pier that was built back in 2003, there were no objections registered by Myers, Michael Myers and his wife. So they approved of the placement of that particular pier. And I want to note also, you know, the farther east, and looking at this drawing again, the farther east he puts his pier, the farther east we have to put our pier, and the longer it's going to have to be. And already, it's going to be half again as long as his pier because we've got the beach and not the riprap there. So in closing, we just want to ask the commission to do what's fair with respect to all the property owners. And that's just to be in the middle of the riparian zone. And also, finally, we want to make sure that this, you know, once this is built, that it adheres to the specification. So I don't know how that's...
We do that.
Recording. Okay.
Very.
And that's all I got. Carolyn, you got anything else?
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
So if I understand right, and looking at your objection, which is included in our packet, you know, I'm having trouble differentiating, you know, how much further to the west in the middle of this zone would be. Is this arrow, is that something you've drawn that is what you would approximate
as
the middle?
That's right. That's an approximation.
Okay.
The property line is 100 feet wide, you know, all the way down, so, you know, the middle of that. That's, again, that's an approximation.
Okay.
From a rough drawing. But the intent is the middle of it.
I guess when I look at the application, it looks pretty darn close to the middle. You know, it certainly kind of doglegs a little bit. But, you know, if you look straight out of the middle of the parcel, it almost, the boathouse and the gazebo, which is what we're talking about today, is really more towards the western property line than towards your shared property line.
And we don't have a copy of this, you know, I'm gonna get this big copy, but yeah, by my estimate, it's, you know, about 5 or 10 feet to the east of the center. But again, just put it in the middle. I mean, I don't understand the difficulty with that, I guess.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Gillen, I have a quick question.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that I understand here. You're not objecting to the boathouse as configured at all, are you?
No, sir. I mean, that's okay. That's given that it's within the municipal regulations.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Mr. Myers, give me a minute or two to rebut or wrap up. Certainly.
First, I want to say it's very interesting because we're here today to talk about whether my boathouse and my gazebo should be approved. And my neighbors just said they don't object to it. Pier is already statutorily exempt, so I'm not quite sure what's going on why we're here. But in any case, what we attempted to do...
Could you speak a little bit loudly?
Sorry, what we attempted to do, if you're... perpendicular to the shoreline, we are very centered. If you extend the property line, if I go any further over, I'm afraid I'm going to cross over my neighbor's property. So I believe, as the gentleman stated, I'm already in the center. I'm very, very close. And I've spent a great deal of money to have that survey done. Again, it's a 100-foot lot. We're trying our best to do something appropriate. We're going to build something that looks good. We're going to maintain it. It's not going to impede our neighbors in any way. So I would respectfully, again, appreciate approval. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Last call. Is there anybody who hasn't testified who wishes to speak on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
I applaud the applicant for the work he's put in and trying to appease all parties, and I move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Ballard, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The project is approved.